Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the Hooters bringing us back. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. RSL Media. Put a .com on the end of that, like, right, Rob?
Put a .com on it.
RSLmedia.com. What will they find when they get there?
Well, they will find what we do, which is, you know, we produce content for big companies that are selling stuff to small business. But my blog on there, which I actually might move to another site, but my blog on there has a lot of content that is written towards companies, marketers at big companies selling to small businesses. However, a small business can get a lot out of that as well. I can certainly share some of those tips.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. We're changing the subject a little bit. This said, we want to talk about content because that's what you do. Now, when you think of content, Rob, give us your definition of content.
Sure. So, you know, trying to think, putting it in the perspective of small business, this is the content that you might have on your site. It might be called your blog. You might have an FAQ section. You might actually have content on your homepage. Now, why is that? Well, look at the way people buy today. So, actually, you should know this, all right? You know this guy in Alabama wrote this book called The Age of the Customer, which I have like 50 copies of and give to everybody that I actually like. So, as you know, the way people buy has changed. People are doing more and more research on the web. Rather than just going in a straight transactional type of sale. So there's, if you think about it again, the way people buy has changed. And, you know, you got to also think about this other fact, which is the research has shown that of your potential market at any given time, somewhere between 3 to 7% of people are ready to buy. And a lot of people's marketing is all towards those 3 to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? It's offers.
Close them if you can. Call to action. Let's do business.
That's right. Like, right. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if that's all you're doing, you're kind of eliminating 90% of your market.
Right.
On the other hand, if you're using content, and I'll explain a little bit more about what that might look like, if you're using content to attract, and think about it as building an audience, right? That your job as the marketer is not just to move product, but it's to build an audience. If you're doing that, you're now creating this audience of people who not only are ready to buy today, and you should certainly give them offers and make it easy for them to buy, but you're also engaging people that might be buying next week, next month, next year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to spend a lot less money in advertising to try to get those people in because they're going to be subscribed to your newsletter, coming back to your site time in and time out.
Because I may wind up on your website, and all I'm doing right now is just trying to educate myself. I'm trying to learn because I can, right? That's what people are doing. They're self-qualifying themselves, pre-qualifying you, and they're just noodling around. They got nothing else to do. Well, I'm going to be buying something, you know, on my mind in 6 months. I'm going to do some research on it, and they're going to buy from somebody. But they're going to go to a bunch of places to noodle around on it before they buy, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, look, you see it everywhere you go, right? Everybody's heads down in their phone or their computer or their tablet or whatever it is. They're looking at content of some sort. Could be a YouTube video. Could be a website. Could be a lot of different things. Obviously, social media, right? And, again, the idea is to have content. It's things that are related to your product that are of interest to your potential customers and your current customers, right? So, if you're an HVAC company, you might have content on things related to heating your home or cooling your home, right? If you are a florist, you might actually have a lot of visual content about different different types of arrangements or different how you can use flowers for different types of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities are endless. And the thing that I really want all of your listeners to know is that you're no longer in the business of marketing your product. You're in the business of building an audience. And if you think about it that way, that the ideas that you create with your content, they are all part of the solution that they're looking for, of which your product is usually at the end of or maybe in the middle of.
Yep.
Right? So if you think of yourself in the business of building an audience, producing this content, I think you're going to be a lot more successful in the future than people who are just constantly putting offers out there.
You know, Rob, the way I boil this down for people, and it's a little abrupt, and it might even, you know, it may put a few people off. I don't know. But the, what I tell them about content is I say this, you must become a publisher.
Yeah, you'll see those exact words on my blog. That or act like a media company you might see. Now, I'm not talking about the news media and those idiots, but, you know, I'm talking about what does a publisher do? A publisher publishes content regularly. They publish content where they're putting their reader first, not themselves.
And they blend original and aggregated content.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if you look at some bigger companies, companies like Red Bull or Arrow Electronics, these are companies that have built substantial media holdings, media properties, where they're actually making money off their media while they are building their brand and actually helping to sell products.
Well, absolutely.
Small companies can do this to some extent even better because you have a closer relationship with the customer. You understand the customer usually much better than a large company does.
Well, and the folks, the thing is, when somebody asked me one time, Rob, about how excited I was when I got my first corporate sponsor, and I said, well, the only thing more exciting to me was when they came back for the second year. You know, what you should be doing when someone shows up on your website, you should be thinking, how do I get them to come back even if they don't buy today? You got to get them to come back, folks, because they probably won't buy today. Most of them won't buy today. Quick break, right back with Rob Levin, rslmedia.com. That's his website. More to come after these messages. Till then. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.